Hello.
Yes, way louder than that.
Hello. Who's calling my phone?
Yes, you're calling the phone. Hello, guys. So welcome back to another episode of Maya's Communication Corner. We figured out who's calling my phone, and it is fortunately Musa, aka
Rafi.
So thank you for coming on my show. I'm very excited. Today we're gonna get into art. We're gonna get into culture. We're gonna get into fun, creativity, all the good stuff. Yeah, but before we get into that, I'm gonna give it to you and let you introduce yourself by yourself properly and what you do and who you are, where you come from, etc., etc. Yeah. Hey.
Thank you for having me, by the way.
It's really, thank you for really coming.
Nice. My name is Musa or Rafi. I'm 19. You know, I'm a first year student at Carleton.
What's your major?
Mathematics. I know it's not spiritual at
your
all.
Number. Your numbers. You think in numbers.
I know, which is even crazy that I do the art thing.
What?
But you know, we thank God.
Wow. Okay, we're gonna get into that.
Yeah. The biggest thing I probably say is I'm Sierra Leonean, because that's
really,
that's, yeah. Culture is everything for real.
I think you're the first Sierra Leone person I've met.
Yeah, honestly, I get that every single day.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So tell me, okay, give me like one fun fact about Sierra Leone. It could be about the people, the culture, the country, anything. From someone who knows like nada.
Aaron Pierre from Sierra Leone. that's a fun fact.
I gotta see the face. I wanna go, hold on.
That's Mufasa.
Oh yeah. Yes, Aaron Pierre.
That's Mufasa.
Yes. Okay. That's my cousin for real. Not really, but that's my cousin.
So like Mufasa, like Musa.
I'm actually
like,
Mufasa.
So like Mufasa.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we're on the same wavelength.
Musa, that's Mufasa.
But
Mufasa, yeah.
I don't know. Another thing, probably like we have a really, really diverse like culture. Like there's like we have a very like, and also our culture is really influenced by American culture. Like religion is also like, we're also really religiously accepting. It's another thing. But yeah, great country for all. Y'all need to go. Best beaches in the world.
Really?
Best women. Best music.
Beaches, music.
Exactly.
Air Pierre.
Best country in Africa.
Mufasa. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, period. Okay, so math.
Yeah.
How does that work? Because me personally, after grade 11, me and math. And you're sitting over there. I know you do math a little bit too, because you do business. How do you guys do this? Like, how do numbers, like, how, why, what about it?
Honestly, I think, like,
how?
Because I was never good at math. Like, I actually just wasn't. I wasn't, and...
So this is what you mean when 2 plus 2 is not equal 4.
But that's the thing. I don't like being bad at things. So it's like, if I'm bad at something, and I was, like, so bad at math, I was like, yo, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I have to fix up. And so, like, because I was so bad, I was like, I'm going to work at it. And then eventually, I got so good at it. And I remember, like, my 11th grade year, like, we had, like, tests and different tests and stuff, and I'd get, like, really good marks. And I remember, like, people that I thought were smarter than me didn't get the marks. I'm like, yo, like, I feel really good. Like, actually, like, they were preying on my downfall, but here I am. And then grade 12, like, I think, like, I fell in love with teaching. And like, I just had the best teachers, and I really liked like education.
You want to be a teacher?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, I really want to work toward being like a professor, hopefully. But
wow.
I just love, I fell in love with education, and like since then, like I just thought like math was the best way to go. And I like numbers, I guess. Numbers cool. I'm trying to run up the bag. Like, I'm trying to run up the bag.
Wow. Yeah. That's really interesting. Okay, so you like teaching. Question. Where'd you grow up? In Ottawa or like in back home?
That's the thing, like I want to say I grew up here, but my first memory was in Sierra Leone, and I have a couple memories from the States as well, but like I guess, you know, I'm really Canadian for real. Sort of, kind of.
Would you consider yourself a artist? Like, what about like art or like painting do you resonate with the most, and how would you title yourself, or if you don't want to title yourself? Some people don't like titles.
Like, again, with the whole being bad at something, like I guess I always like had a passion for art, but I remember just being told like it just wasn't good. And after, I was like even though that y'all didn't like it, like I'm like kind of like I'm still gonna you know, try my best to do what I love.
Exactly.
Especially if you have a passion
Persevere.
For it, you know, keep doing something you have a passion for. But I don't know if I call myself an artist because this is something I just do.
Like a hobby.
It's not really a hobby. It's kind of just like how I am. Like it's just
another part of you.
You know what I'm trying to say? Yes. I can't even say it's another part of me because it's really just me. Like, it's just what I like. I just do it. Like,
it just comes naturally. It's just
you. It's kind of like you with podcasting. Like, this isn't like a hobby. This is just you. Like, this is an extension of yourself. Claim it though.
Yes.
Because you're doing a great job.
Thank you. I try. I did that.
I guess art is like kind of like an extension of myself. So I would say, artist, like, I guess, you know, if you want to put me under the category, but you know, it's really just,
if you don't, if me. You don't want to, you don't have to.
I know, but like, you know,
I would never do that. Put somebody in a box or the category that they don't want to be a part of, because we're more than that. And clearly, art is just you, and that's just what it is. It was art just calling his phone and you sticking it up. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of art, Bobby came and he brought some art for us, guys. So we're going to talk about it. Is it right side up? Yes. Yeah. Okay, period. Okay, first of all, wow, gorgeous. Thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about this painting. A little backstory.
This is the second thing I ever painted.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I grew up like just solely doing things on paper. Just for the people around me, they ask like, can you just draw someone or draw me, and I just do it.
So you were like the bubble letters and the
but like, you know, when they ask me like draw, like, yeah, that's how it started. Yeah,
man, with the three, with the,
yeah, that's the how it started. And then it was like, they were like, oh, can you draw this, and then I started getting into objects, and then I used to draw, start drawing people, and then it's kind of what I was good at doing, and then like I was tasked with like painting. I was like, this looks nice, but like,
what do you mean by tasks? Like in school?
Yeah, like school. Oh, yeah, because I used to take like I took art all throughout high school, and I was good at it, but I never like painted. Like, yeah. I never had
like affinity for it. Yeah. It was just like something you did.
Yeah, and so I was like, you know, it looks nice, like, but like, I wanted to do something that I wasn't getting graded on. So like, and then this painting,
that
too,
part,
you know,
that, yes, yeah. like yes,
yeah,
yes.
And so this one like came. I had this canvas for I think a year and a half.
Really?
And I didn't touch it until like the last like 2-3 months, mm-hmm. because like I went through a car accident, right? And like a whole bunch of other stuff, and my mind was not there. And like me, I'm like a very like spiritual person. Like, yeah. I do believe in God, and I remember like I was just praying, and like I just let God speak to me, but I didn't really feel anything. And then I remember that like I had a gift for art, and then I just allowed God to speak
through the art. Yeah. Yeah,
and then I really wanted it to capture like the feeling of being like raw, you know, like I felt like I remember after I got like in the car accident, like I felt like my whole body, I felt like, bro, I was like, why am I so like, I felt exposed. I was like, why is, I don't know what it is, I just felt like, I was like, yo, why I feel so naked right now, like I just felt like, yo, like, I will cry, I will break down. I feel like I'm
like, you felt very like, kick, like, scream, and throw up,
like, literally, like,
yeah.
And I just wanted to like depict like the pink. I wanted it to be exactly like all in pink, because I don't know, I just feel like that's just a raw color. Like, it's,
that's
just so
good,
real.
I was gonna ask you like if the colors meant anything specific till now. Like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Anything about the purple or just?
It's really my favorite color. Purple, okay, and it's a good accent. And I remember the hair, like. Because there was a time where, like, I remember when I got in the car accident, I had, like, doodoo braids. because I was going to do a braid out.
Not the doodoo braids.
So I had doodoo braids on. And I was like, you know what, low key.
He's definitely raw.
Yeah, low key. Because, like, what's a raw hairstyle, too? Yeah. Like, it's, like, it's so real.
That's like us with the gel braids under the wig, girl. We know what's under the braid. Yeah.
But I guess this isn't really, like, me, per se.
Yeah.
Like, of course, it has, like, I like. One thing about all my characters is that they have to have a big forehead, because it's me in real life. I have a big forehead. So, like, I guess it isn't exactly me. There's characteristics that look like me, but, like, I really just want this to be, like, the embodiment of being, like, so vulnerable and, like, really, really raw, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Wow. I love that. I see that now. Like, with that with that backstory, I kind of, I definitely, I see that.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that. Thank you for sharing. No Thank problem. You so much for sharing. That was great. We have Josh bringing in the second piece. Wow. Thank you so much.
Wow. That was incredible, actually.
Thank you so much.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you so much, Josh, for bringing in piece number two. And with piece number... Wow. Sorry, I didn't realize how big that was.
Yeah. This one...
Physically and emotionally.
This is the first thing I ever painted. So like, this is the first time I ever picked up a paintbrush at all.
So it was this and then it was that.
Yeah, literally. I have more, but that's coming really, really soon. That's coming really, really soon.
Now I want to see what number three, four.
This one... Like, this is the thing I got graded on. This is my final piece of, like, high school. And I remember, like, when I did it, they were begging to keep it. And I was like, nah, that's okay. But this one, like, it came to me, like, I remember watching Moonlight. And it's, like, quote from Moonlight. It was, like, in the moonlight, black boys look blue. I'm like, you know what? You're right. They actually do look blue. And I was like, let me draw this. And also, I had written a poem for Black History Month in, like, grade 10. It was called, like, Blue Boy. And it was based off the same movie, but it was also about, like, the way that, like, black men are not allowed to, like, express emotions, especially when it's sadness. Like, you know, you're told not to cry or you're told not to do certain things. Mm-hmm. And I felt like blue is the perfect emotion because it can be still like water or it could be, like, you know, violent. And so I wanted this to demonstrate that. And... There's not really much I can say about it. Like, this is really the first thing I ever did. And I remember doing this painting. I used myself as a reference because, again, I've never painted before. And I was like trying to figure out which angle I should take it from. I was like, you were like low-key, my side profile is low-key pressure. And I did it. You know, I had the cornrows. And again, you know, the forehead, like, it has to have a forehead.
I love the, like, I'm sorry, like, I just love the way you made the braid pattern.
Yeah. That's no, the braids, like, that was the most, I didn't want it to look like braids, like, at all. I kind of wanted it to be, like, of course it gives braids, but, like, I didn't want it to be,
it's, like different. Like, it's not, like, it doesn't look like standard three-strand braid pattern. It looks like a different pattern. Like, I like it.
They're and, like, amazing. With this painting, too, like, and even in the other painting, too, like, one thing I don't do is when I paint is I don't, like, erase anything. I don't cover up anything. Really? Like, I want you to see every single line that I've ever did. Because I remember I was really telling Josh, too, like, I was trying to figure out the intentionality of God. Like, there's reasons God says this, or there's reasons, like, why this happens. And I was like, if I make a mistake on this canvas, it's probably for a reason, you know? And, like, maybe, like, someone looks at this, like, this is a really nice detail. Like, even, like, down to everything. Like, this wasn't changed at all. Like, nothing was changed. And I was like, you know... Low-key tough.
Needs to change.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even if it was like a mistake, like a big mistake, like, don't get me wrong, if I spill paint over it, like, I'm quite gonna cover it up. But like, minor details, like, I don't want to hyperfixate. I just want to keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. Keep moving forward. Quote of the day, guys. Keep literally moving forward. Okay, so I want to, I don't say move on, but I want to ask you some, like, this or that questions real quick, so you can do, like, rapid fire questions, get to know you a bit more. Because we got to know you culturally, we got to know you creatively, we got to know you spiritually, academically. So now I just want to get to know you, like, socially. So first question is, are you a morning person or night person, or just morning or night?
Night, I'll say. But the thing is, though, like, when I say night, I mean, like, I'm night into morning. Like, I'll go to sleep at, like, 5, 6 a.m.
And then wake up, like, in the afternoon?
And then wake up at, like, 12 or, like, 11. Sometimes, yeah. I think today, like, I was so, like, stressed about the whole podcast that I literally, like, I think I fell asleep at, like, 4 and then I woke up at like, 7.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, I don't know.
It's not that serious, guys.
It's not that serious, but, like, I was so, like, but truthfully, I'm actually really, really grateful for the opportunity because I didn't think that I'd ever, like, be in a position to ever share something like this. So
shout out to Josh, because he's the one who gave you a shout out. And then shout I went to him, his page, bro. And I'm like, oh my gosh, look at his art, guys. I need that.
Shout out to
and
him.
Guys, look, the art is literally here. Like, I'm touching it, guys. Like, it's real life.
Bro.
Like, God. Okay, yes. So, night. Me, personally, I would say morning on a good day. Mm. But, like, you know how life goes. Morning on a good day, though. Like, ideally, morning person. Right.
I just feel like you can't, like, I can't, like,
like, it might not work,
like,
but, like, a good morning, because, like, imagine you get all your stuff done in the morning and then by 1 p.m. like, your day's done.
The thing is, you have better nights than you have mornings. It's easier to find a better night than you have to find a
it is, But you know, it's like, it just, something about a, yeah, a productive morning just feels better.
I gotta tap night. In, bro. I gotta tap in. I have to tap in.
It's okay. You got, yeah, you got, you're youngin. It's okay. You're fine.
I hate when they say that. Like, bro,
I was like waiting for my chance to, like, I had to.
When people find out my age, they always act like I'm like, it's like, but the thing is, you wouldn't have known that I was my, or you wouldn't know my birthday though. You would have thought I was his age. Exactly.
I would thought you was playing. Which is crazy because I didn't even know Josh was older than me. Okay, right, this is like Josh is about again. Anyways, next question. Okay, sneakers or boots? And I feel like that's pretty obvious because you have sneakers on right now.
Sneakers, bro. Because one thing about me, like, I'm always ready to hoop. So, like, if there's a ball, I can't just, like, bro. Like, even yesterday I was wearing Tim's and I was like, yo, like, if there's a ball involved, like, I'm gonna have to take these off. But like, when I'm in sneakers, like, I can do anything. Even if I crease them, like, you can always get another pair. And they're very versatile as well, you know?
Fair. Me personally,
I mean, you say boots? But okay. I seen you with your fur boots though.
Yes, yeah, like a good fur boot, like, yeah, it just brings the outfit together. Or like even a nice boot with a heel. I feel like boots, or like even a nice UGG. Boots,
depends,
guys.
Depends though.
No, but like boots.
Because, yo, the peg UGGs, like that one is like a, it's like,
it depends on the style of the UGG, yeah, for sure.
But also depends, like, because I see people like really, really long feet. UGG. UGG.
No, literally. Yeah. Man, like, I look a little UGG. Yeah. But like, yeah, is like, okay, okay.
I think that, okay, the Tasmans though, like those
Tasmans really can, those really are, give really
nice. No, but those are really nice though. I don't like the UGG boot, like, but like
the basic UGG boot is just, yeah, basic UGG boot, and it, yeah, really gives UGG. But like me, I like the UGGs with like the, yeah, the fur inside and like the, yeah, bows on the outside and all that shit.
I remember I was trying to actually buy UGGs and someone was like, you know, so I think as some said, as a man, why are you buying UGGs? And I was like,
I disagree though, because they have like the little UGG sneakers. Yeah. Those ones are, yeah, tough.
Those, oh, those ones are really nice, yes, yo. But those are like, I think anyone can rock those.
Yes.
Like, those are super, super nice.
Yeah, it's tap in. Me, I want a pair. They have pink. Ooh, I need that. Okay, anyways, inside or outside? Like, just a like chill vibe, but like outside vibes. Y'all know what I want to do. Keep me inside, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna say inside because I feel like I haven't experienced life like at all. Because mind you, I just turned 19, so like, mm-hmm, I'm fresh, like, you know, I can do fresh what I want, world. But at the same time, it's like, I'm so used to being inside the house, like, why do I want to leave? And the house has everything I need. It has food, it has people, my bed is there.
Exactly.
My computer's there, like,
TV, my there, computer, like, his Bible, his phone, literally, water, food. I don't really think there's nothing else outside.
And like, if I really need to talk to you, like, you can really just call me.
No, like, guys, send me an email, a, yeah, pigeon, a brick, yeah, guys.
Even anything. Coming to Carlton's a problem. Like,
me, I live here, like, I'm on res, but sometimes press, like, I'll press on res.
They're gonna say Glengarry, oh, the ghetto,
the ghetto, guys. Yeah. Freedom,
bro, for real.
Free my niggas in the ghetto. Free those in the ghetto. Free those in the ghetto, please.
Real.
Yeah, keep me inside because, yeah, I just feel like being outside, one thing about me, I get overstimulated very quickly. Like, outside, there's just a lot going on. Unless I need to be there, I don't think you'll see me there. But have fun. And you.
I feel like I should be looking at the camera because I've just been looking like.
You have been looking down, but yeah. I'm like, you know what? He's in his zone.
No. I feel like I don't know, like, I'm trying to, like, allocate proper time.
Just vibes. I feel like it's become habitual to me to, like, yeah, look at the camera, but like, yeah, just,
it's like a fourth wall break.
Literally.
Yeah.
And I love breaking the fourth wall.
Literally.
Call me Fleabag. Hey.
Like, say Raven Simone.
Call me Raven Simone, guys. I like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Raven Simone and Mufasa.
Inside.
Lit. Next, acrylic or oil paint? Question, what were these? These are acrylic or?
Whole time I don't know. I said if it's red, it's red. It's actually red. Like, I don't know. I think though, honestly, because the canvas I'm working on now, it's like, it takes oil way better. So I'll probably say oil because, like, I think oil to me also just looks smoother. Is everyone Nigerian?
Is
everyone Nigerian?
Yeah. Well, okay, so I'm half Jamaican, half Nigerian. She is 75% Nigerian, quarter Ghanaian, and then she's Nigerian.
Nigerian, okay.
Yes. I pick out to the world. Wow. Anyways,
I feel bad for saying Nigeria is the best country in Africa. I said Sierra Leone is the best country in Africa.
No, but like, shout your country out. That's shout them out. It's okay. Because me, who doesn't really know much about Sierra Leone, like, I'm with you. Hey, not Sierra Leone to the world. Like, what? Who knows where this
is? But Nigerian Jamaica?
Yeah.
That's a very crazy mix. Oh. It's a crazy one. Because, like, think about it though, it'd be different, like, how to put this, bro. Nigerian Jamaica, like, there's so much stigma. Like, you have to really watch your back.
Yeah, there's a lot of tension between the two countries, but
you have to watch your back.
Like, that's why, guys, just love and live, because it's not worth it.
Fufu and
Fufu and jerk chicken.
Fufu and jerk chicken.
No, but that's actually like how it is at home, though. Like, it'd be like one day fufu and goosey soup, and the next day it'd be like rice and peas and oxtail. Like, literally,
that's crazy. Do you ever like mix?
Yes,
I feel like I would. Yeah, I'd love to. You like sorrel?
Combination.
You like sorrel?
I don't. I think I haven't tried it in my older. Like, I haven't. I think I've tried it when I was a kid, but not enough to know like whether or not I like it. I need to retry it.
Yeah.
But I just don't seek it out. It's like malt. Like, I just
don't do that, though. Don't do that. Malt is like, malt is a real banger.
I just don't go out of my way.
But it's just so good.
And even
though,
ting.
Like... just a thing. I thought we were going to be friends after this.
So oil, like... or acrylic?
I want to say oil. Oil was good. It was good. But like, this is... you definitely clocky. This is definitely acrylic. But oil just takes better to a canvas.
It gives oil though. I'm not going to lie.
Does it really?
I don't know, like, some of it, especially like the dark, the shadows, like the highlights, okay, yeah, like white, like acrylic, but like these, like, it's very deep and it just looks very like oil. I don't know, just even like the dark blue, just the dark ones. Like,
yeah, oil. I think I might have actually done like a little bit of both, because I remember at one point my teacher ran out of like proper blue paint, so like I was just improvising, so maybe, but majority of it, the red is definitely, and then the lighter blue is definitely acrylic. But the new painting I'm working on, that's definitely like, definitely oil. It's such a beautiful way to put on a canvas.
Really? Do you want to give us a little like tidbit of what to expect from it, or like we'll wait and see?
It's about my mom, actually. But really, I want it to be like, it's about my mom, but it's really about just black women in general. So I feel like I only live with my mom and my two sisters. Just going up around black women, like, I've seen a lot of trials and tribulations that they've dealt with, especially in terms of like relationships and just stuff like that. And I was like there's this photo of my mom, and like I think she was pregnant with me or my sister, I'm not sure, and I saw her smile, and I was like, yo, like, it's just a raw, genuine smile. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like just a black woman is just so motherly and just so nurturing and just so loving. Like, I kind of wanted to pay homage to my mother, but just, you know, black women everywhere.
Period. We love that. Stay tuned for that, guys. Shout out black women.
Hey. Well, guys, once you hit this couch, you made it in life, bro.
Really? These orange couches? You guys, we're gonna miss them.